The most famous episode of the Indian Mutiny occurred at Cawnpore, a town of 150,000 on the banks of the Ganges. From a modern perspective, the siege of Cawnpore seemed a kind of crystallisation of all that was noble and foolish about Victorian England. 1,000 British citizens, including 300 women and children, were under fire for 18 days. Living conditions violated all the decencies and proprieties of life and shocked the modesty of womanly nature. Yet in the early days of the siege, life went on with extraordinary normalness. Soldiers drank champagne and dined on tinned herring. Children played around the guns. Several babies were born, and a wedding took place, despite the constant rain of rifle and artillery fire, day and night. Later, everyone was rationed to a single meal a day, and soon they were eating horse meat, though some ladies could not reconcile themselves to this unaccustomed fare. The women gave up their undergarments for wadding for the guns. The gentlewomen of Cawnpore gave up perhaps the most cherished components of their feminine attire to improve the ordnance. The situation became increasingly desperate. There was no water, except from a well outside the encampment. Soldiers trying to get water were shot in the attempt. The daytime temperatures reached 138 degrees Fahrenheit. Several men died of sunstroke. A dry well inside the compound was used as a grave for corpses. On June the 12th, one of the two buildings caught fire and burned to the ground. All medical supplies were destroyed. Yet the English still held out, beating back every attack. On June the 25th, the sepoys called a truce and offered the English safe passage by ship to Allahabad, a city 100 miles downstream. The English accepted. The evacuation began at dawn on June the 27th. The English moved onto 40 riverboats under the watchful eyes of armed sepoys all around them. As soon as the last Englishman was aboard the boats, the native boatman jumped into the water. The sepoys opened fire on the ships, still tied up to the shore. Soon most of the boats were aflame, and the river was littered with corpses and drowning bodies. Indian cavalrymen splashed through the shallows, cutting down survivors with sabres. Every man was killed. The women and children were taken to a mud building along the shore and held there in suffocating heat for some days. Then, on July the 15th, several men, including a number of butchers by trade, entered the house with sabres and knives and slaughtered everyone present. The dismembered bodies, including some not altogether lifeless, were dumped into a nearby well and were said to have filled it.